Hello.
Hello. My name is George. I am conducting a survey for researchers at Harvard Kennedy School, and I would like to get your opinion on some issues of the day in Boston. Not much is to know about people, how they feel, and what people think about policing in their neighborhood. We would like to learn. Yes, ma'am. And we would just like to hear from you about your experiences with and perceptions of the Boston Police Department. Now, the survey will only take a few minutes to complete and ask about some sensitive topics. In appreciation for sharing your time and opinion, you will receive a $10 gift card if you complete the survey. You will also have the opportunity to sign up to participate in a more in-depth follow-up interview for a $50 gift card. We are going to start with some demographic questions. As a reminder, your answers, two questions are anonymous. We're going to start with some demographic questions. As a reminder, your answers are all anonymous. Do you currently live in Boston?
Yes.
Do you prefer the survey in Spanish or English?
English, please.
Okay. And what is your zip code?
02125.
Thank you. And what would you say is your gender? Male, female, or something else? A non-binary, transgender, gender vibrant, or non-confirming?
Female.
And how old are you?
William, stop yelling. I'm almost 41, and I have a small child at home who's yelling.
Okay. And what
I'm going to be 41 soon, like in a couple days.
Congratulations. That's a great age.
Oh, thank you.
You're right.
I hope so.
And what would you say is your ethnic or racial background? A white?
Caucasian.
Caucasian? Okay. And what is the highest level of education that you have completed? Did you complete
bachelor's
high
degree?
Bachelor's degree, okay. The next set of questions are about your health and well-being over the past month. In general, would you say your physical health is excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Good.
In general, would you say your mental health is excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Good.
Now, we are interested in learning about the quality of your sleep over the past month. How often did you have trouble falling asleep?
Falling asleep?
Yes. Would you say every day, a few times a week, about once per week, or never?
Probably never.
How often do you wake up during sleep and have difficulty falling back asleep?
I would say, sorry, you said often. Sorry, I can't remember the.
These are the options I have for you. I have every day, a few times a week, about once per week, or never.
About once per week.
And how often do you wake up feeling fatigue or exhausted?
I would say a couple times a week.
A couple times a week, okay. Now, the next set of questions are about how you've been feeling as of late. During the past 2 weeks, how often have you been bothered by the following: feeling nervous, anxious, or on edge? Not at all, some days, more than half of the day, nearly every day?
I would say sometimes.
Okay. From the options I have, which one do you want me to mark down for you? I have not at all, some days, more than half.
Some days, sorry. Sorry, some days.
No problem at all. No problem, ma'am. The other one says falling down, feeling down, depressed, or hopeless.
I would say none of the days.
Having little interest or pleasure in doing things.
I would say days.
What about not being able to control worrying?
I would say no days.
Okay. And with the following, I would like to ask you, and thank you again for your patience. Now, I would like to ask you a few questions about whether you have been told by a healthcare professional that you have conditions that are common in our society. Have you ever been told by a healthcare professional that you have any of the following? High blood pressure, yes or no?
No.
Overweight or obesity?
Overweight, yes.
Heart attack, angina, or chronically high heart disease?
No.
An emotional or mental health issue like depression, anxiety, a post-traumatic stress disorder, or a PTS, or like?
Yes. But before, yes. I've had that for a long time.
What about diabetes?
No diabetes. Nope.
A substance use disorder?
No.
Okay. And here are questions about what you think of your community and the relationship that people in your community have to each other. For the following scenario, please indicate how likely you think it is that your neighbors would act. If a serious issue developed in your neighborhood, like a race and party petty crime, the loss of vital city services, or a neighbor who has fallen on hard times, how likely is it that your neighborhood would come together to do something about it? Would you say very likely, somewhat likely, somewhat unlikely, or very unlikely?
I would say very likely.
Have there been social get-togethers like block parties or other gatherings in your neighborhood during the past 6 months? Yes or no?
Yes. It's been hard with the pandemic, but I think yes.
Okay. And in the past year, had you considered moving away from this community, or would you say yes or no?
Yes.
And which of the following reasons is the biggest factor you think about moving away? Here's the first one. Crime, drugs, unaffordable housing, unreliable public transportation, lack of good paying jobs, police harassment, politics?
I don't know if I would say any of those, but if it's like really not any, I mean, if it's not any of those, would it, how do you respond?
Well, but let me ask you, I mean, if you had to choose today from the options I have, which one would you lean towards? Crime, drugs, unaffordable housing, unreliable public transportation, lack of good paying jobs, police harassment, politics?
I guess the first, crime and drugs.
Okay. And thank you again for your patience. Now, I would like to ask about the extent to which you agree or disagree with the following statement about how much people of your racial group can trust law enforcement. Law enforcement officers treat people of my racial group like animals. Do you strongly agree, somewhat agree, neither agree or disagree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Strongly disagree.
Strongly disagree?
Yeah,
or somewhat.
Strongly disagree.
Okay. The other one says, during encounters with law enforcement, people of my racial group can count on officers to de-escalate before someone gets hurt.
Yes.
Strongly agree, somewhat agree, neither agree or disagree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
I say somewhat agree.
The other one says law enforcement officers do not take the complaints of people of my racial group seriously.
And I would say that they do take them. So,
strongly
disagree. You said they do take them seriously or they don't. I feel that they do.
Let me read
take
it for you one more time.
Don't. Sorry, I have a little guy who's talking to me.
William, I know, I
heard him.
Stop. No, you can't right now. I'm on the phone with somebody. You need to hold. I'm sorry, that little Sharky wants to say something.
My favorite blanket is...
His favorite blanket and Sharky. But the Tooth Fairy won't give you any money if you don't go in your own bed. Yeah, so think about that. We have a Tooth Fairy coming.
So let me read a statement for you again. And I will read a little faster for you because I really don't want
your
opinions to go to waste. Here's the other one. It says, people of my racial group are treated the same by the law enforcement officers as people of other groups.
Oh, disagree. I would say highly disagree.
Okay. And going back to the last one, it says, law enforcement officers do not take the complaints of people of my racial group seriously. Do you strongly agree, somewhat agree? Somewhat disagree or strongly disagree?
Strongly disagree.
Where my racial group is concerned, law enforcement officers are more likely to act aggressively first and ask questions later, if at all.
True.
Strongly agree or somewhat agree?
Somewhat agree.
People of my racial group can trust law enforcement officers.
Yes.
Somewhat. In most courts, people of different racial groups receive the same kind of treatment from the judge.
Somewhat agree.
People of my racial group should be suspicious of the criminal justice system.
Somewhat agree.
Law enforcement officers have the best interest of people of my racial group in mind.
That's a tricky one. Somewhat agree.
Now, you can answer these questions, yes or no. In the past year, have the police or law enforcement ever been physically abusive to any of your friends or family members? Yes or no?
No.
Been verbally abusive to any of your friends or family members?
No.
Stopped and searched any of your friends or family members for no reason?
No.
The next set of questions are about whether you or anyone else in your neighborhood has felt unfairly treated by police. Have you ever felt that the police treated you unfairly in your own neighborhood, specifically because of your race? Yes or no?
No.
Has any else in your neighborhood ever felt that the police treated them unfairly in your own neighborhood, specifically because of their race?
Not to my direct knowledge, but not to my direct knowledge, but probably yes.
So from the options I have, a yes or no, miss?
And it's for direct interactions, is that what you're saying?
It says, has anyone else in your neighborhood ever felt that the police treated them unfairly in your own neighborhood, specifically because of their race? A yes or no?
I would say yes. I mean, there must be in my neighborhood. I might not know them personally, but yes.
Have you ever felt that the police stopped or followed you just because of your racial background? Yes or no?
No. No.
And has anyone else in your neighborhood ever felt that the police stopped or followed them just because of their racial background?
Yes.
And we are not interested in the extent and nature of your contact with the police or law enforcement. Have you ever had any contact with police or law enforcement? Yes or no?
Yes.
Have you had any contact with police or law enforcement in the past year? Yes or no?
Yes.
And have you ever been arrested? Yes or no?
No. No.
Have you or your friends or family members ever been arrested?
No.
These questions are for respondents who have had contact with the police or law enforcement. You can answer these questions yes or no. Have the police or law enforcement ever been physically abusive to you?
Yes. Oh, physically? I'm sorry.
Yes, physically abusive.
Not physically, no.
Okay. Followed you for no reason while you were walking or driving?
No.
Assumed you are a thief?
No.
Arrested you for something you did not do?
No.
Been verbally abusive to you?
Yes.
Accused you of having or selling drugs?
No.
Treated you unfairly because of how you dress?
No.
Pulled you over for no reason while you were driving?
No.
Stopped and searched you for no reason?
No.
In the past year, how often have police or law enforcement been verbally abusive to you? Would you say it was 0 times, 1 to 2 times, 3 to 5 times, 6 to 10 times, 11 to 20 times, or 20 times or more?
0 times.
And thinking about your most memorable encounter with police, please tell me whether you agree or disagree with each of the following statements. Remembering this experience brings back feelings about having been stopped. Do you strongly agree, somewhat agree, neither agree or disagree? Somewhat disagree or strongly disagree?
I'm sorry, we've got a lot going on here. What was the question again?
The question is thinking about your most memorable encounter with police. Please tell me whether you agree or disagree with each of the following statements. Remembering this experience brings back feelings about having been stopped. Do you strongly agree, somewhat agree, neither agree or disagree, somewhat disagree or strongly disagree?
Strongly agree.
I try not to talk about the time I was stopped.
Strongly disagree.
Reminders of the time I was stopped caused me to have physical reactions such as swearing, trouble breathing, nausea, or a pounding heart.
Disagree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Other events in my life caused me to think about this experience with police.
Somewhat agree.
I think about having been stopped even when I do not mean it. Mean to apologize.
Sorry, neutral, neither agree or disagree.
Okay. I try not to remember and think about this incident.
Somewhat disagree.
My feelings about this incident are kind of numb.
Strongly disagree.
Please tell me the extent to which you agree or disagree with each of the following statements about things that have happened since your encounter with the police. I felt like I can't make any mistakes. Do you strongly agree, Strongly disagree or neither agree or disagree?
Strongly disagree.
I felt that I am being held to unfair standards related to others.
I feel bad. We're in bedtime. I might have to end this call because I have to do bedtime. I'm really sorry.
Well, we are at 95%. I only have two more sets of these questions, and we are concluding.
Great. If you want to do the questions, and then if the ratios are the same, I can answer them really quickly.
Yes, it's the same one. Strongly agree, neither agree or disagree, or strongly disagree. Yes, it's the same.
Okay,
I'll read them for you. The second one that you have to not agree to, it says, I felt that I am being held to unfair standards relative to others.
Strongly disagree.
I would be less likely to apply for a job if I knew that the employer would ask about my past experience with the police.
Strongly disagree.
Because of my previous contact with the police, my relationship with friends, family members are stained.
Strongly disagree.
I felt like I am being watched or tracked.
Strongly disagree.
People have been less willing to help me in my everyday life.
Strongly disagree.
Okay, and here's the same thing, but please tell me whether you agree or disagree with each of the following statement about how police have impact you or others. You know, I am less likely to call the police when I need.
Strongly disagree.
The behavior of young people in my neighborhood have improved because of law enforcement actions.
I say neither here nor there.
Okay.
Like the middle one.
Okay. Having in contact with law enforcement inspires young people to achieve in school.
Neither agree nor disagree.
Law enforcement has made my community feel safe.
Some would agree.
Law enforcement actions in my neighborhood have positively affected my desire to host or attend social gatherings there.
At my home? I'm sorry, where is it there?
It says here, law enforcement actions in my neighborhood have positively affected my desire to host or attend social gatherings there.
I would say somewhat agree.
I feel uncomfortable engaging in police in public displays of my culture or identity in areas with a noticeable law enforcement presence.
Disagree. Somewhat.
Somewhat? Okay.
Somewhat disagree.
And thank you. We are almost done. The last questions are for statistic purposes only. What is your current employment status?
Employed. Full-time.
Full-time, okay. And are you a student homemaker or self-employed full-time or just employed?
Employed, yep. Full-time employed.
Okay. And what is your current marital status?
Married.
And how many children do you have?
One.
And how many adults, 18? And over, including yourself leaving your household?
Two.
And what is your household total income from all sources? I will read the category. Just stop me when you hear the right one. Under 20,000, between 20 and 50,000, between 50 and 80,000, between 80,000 and 120,000, between 120,000 and 175,000, between 175 to 250 or greater than 250 per year.
Greater than 250 per year.
And how long have you lived in Boston? 0 to 3 years, 4 to 7, 8 to 15, over 15 years or all your life?
8 to 15.
And what best describes your current living situation? Homeowner, a rent, Or
Homer.
A paint. Okay. And have you ever lived in a public housing in Boston? Yes or no?
No.
And please give me the names of the two streets that cross closer to your home. For example, if you live in Maine near the intersection of Elm Street, just say Main Street and Elm Street.
Okay, Cushing Ave and Columbia Road.
Cushing Ave and Columbia Road?
Yes, Cushing Ave
okay,
and
like
Columbia
C-H-U-S-H-I-N-G.
Road.
That Cushing?
C-U-S-H-I-N-G.
Okay, yeah, that's what I have. And would you be interested in participating in a longer discussion with Harvard researchers about your experience with a perception of police, Boston police, for a $50 gift card? Yes or no?
Probably not, just because I'm being yelled at by my little guy, but thank you for the opportunity.
Okay, and lastly, this is my last question. Thank you. You've now completed the survey. In order to receive the $10 gift, please provide me with your email address. I have your phone number.
Sure. Okay, it's E-L-I-Z-A-B, as in boy, E-T as in Tom, H-K-E-N as in Nancy, @gmail.com.
@gmail.com, okay.
Mm-hmm.
I'll just, and this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. Enjoy your evening. Thank you very much.
You too. Take care. All right. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.